Hello, welcome to ECS Podcast. I'm James. Today I'm with three colleagues and a sound engineer slash marketing executive slash all-round nice person, Ron B. Say hi, guys.
Hey.
Okay, now this is a first recording for us, and it's a little bit of a new concept we're playing with. We want to get our knowledge out to you guys. So first off, the subject is, how do you stand out in the marketplace and how do you get yourself a new job as an IT contractor? Sally, what's your thoughts?
Well, my main top tip would be to find an agency to work in partnership with.
So such as ECS, exactly. At that point. This isn't an advertisement, but use ECS.
So that's an agency and consultants who know your skill set and your industry in particular. So that's something that they specialise in.
Yeah, I think important though, don't just use one, because one, as much as we'd like to, we won't be able to keep you busy all year round. Maybe use a couple that are niche to the industry that you're looking for, but also make sure you've met these people. You know, it goes a long way, and really make sure they understand exactly what you're looking for so they can look to put you in for contracts that can meet what your aspirations are and your goals.
Yeah, and I think as well, if they go out the way to actually meet you, it gives them, like, that they actually do care. You're not just a transaction to them. It's something that they're actually getting, that they are willing to learn more about you in order to help you advance your career.
Even if they haven't got nothing for you, at this stage as well.
Definitely. Just... And leading on from the relationship with the agency is find an agency that can help you with things such as a CV. It's a common misconception among contractors that your whole CV needs to fit onto two pages, but in reality, a list of job titles and dates doesn't really help a hiring manager determine kind of what skills or technologies you've used. Obviously, it's your kind of first impression, so you need to keep it clear and concise and just expand on what you've done.
Yeah, no, you completely agree.
Yeah, no, CVs, I mean, would you ever say that a CV should have the hobbies and interests on there, Faye?
Definitely, it gets your personality across to the client as well. Shows you don't just go in, do your job and go home. It shows a little bit more about yourself. Mm. So yeah, I'd say definitely.
Right, tricky subject then. Mm. Where do we all stand on pictures on CVs?
It's a note from me.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's really needed all the time.
No. I think you get one on your LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And that way, if they want to check you out, at least see what, if they check your LinkedIn, that shows that you're interested. They're interested in the CV as well.
No, that's it. And I suppose that leads us on to another point about your LinkedIn. Personally, guys, I think your LinkedIn's a bit like your shop window. So, you know, if you're on Oxford Street, which is in your, you know, in the LinkedIn equivalent. Without having a fresh looking LinkedIn or a picture, people will easily pass you by. So, you know, grab people and draw their attention by it being on point, by it being accurate, by it being up to date. And I think a picture, you know, the stats say that pics get clicks. So, you know, I'd always say do that. Yeah. Moving on from the CV and the partnership kind of things, I know there's a couple of practices out there that you wanted to touch on, Marco, about unsolicited CVs.
Funny enough, it goes back to CVs and sending CVs to agencies who won't tell you who the client is. I think it's a big one. I've seen a lot of that on LinkedIn, and especially when agents ask for a CV but also references. Now, personally, and you hear a lot of horror stories, that references are just leads for agents, personally. So if you send a CV, you don't know where it's going, don't send anything. Just know if they won't tell you the client, you've got to question their partnership with these people. So my advice is don't send any CVs unless you know who it's going to.
Yeah, so you've got a trusted partner. So what's the minimum that you'd ask someone to have from their recruiter to kind of submit a CV? An idea on rate, an idea on the client name, location?
Just client name, you know, rate, you need your rate, nationality ideally, availability, and you want to know who it's going to. You know, it's so important, because at the end of the day, if you get an interview for a company and you've got no interest in working in that industry, say you've even worked with them before, and they're it's just a company you do not want to go back to, you know, that's just a waste of time. You know, and at the end of the day, you might even know someone there that you don't want to know that you're looking for a new job or anything at the moment.
Yeah. Nah, all sound advice. Okay, well, we're keen to keep this brief. Just in closing, you know, find a partner, maybe multiple partners. I'd recommend one of those be ECS. Secondly, use your partnership to coach with a CV. Can you have multiple CVs? Thirdly, keep your LinkedIn fresh and up to date. Fourthly, don't send your CV anywhere you don't know where it's going. You know, it's kind of common sense, and we don't want to come across patronising, but we understand people can be desperate to find work, and people will do things that perhaps you wouldn't do, you know, if you thought about it. Keen to get your feedback. Guys, anything to add?
No.
That's everything.
Okay, well, until next time. Speak soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey.